the Macy's Light Up the Square for Friday night. It's going to be so much fun. The tree, I understand, is 65 feet tall. Is that right?
It is, and it takes literally thousands and thousands of lights to put on this thing. They were stringing up the lights last week as they were getting done with the ice skating rink. So it's now up and ready to go, but I will give you a little tease here. Usually we have Mayor Mallory, the Cincinnati Mayor Mark Mallory, light up the tree. Well, he is going to do it this year, but he also has a special guest. Now, I can't tell you who because they've sworn me to secrecy, but he's kind of a big deal.
Oh, now that's fun because that was my next question. I mean, it is the mayor who lights up the tree, but now there's a special guest.
Yeah, a special guest who, let's just say, made some big headlines this year.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you're not going to let me guess either, are you?
I can't give it away.
Okay.
I want them to fire me, Sherry. I know I do it for free, but they still could fire me.
Well, more than 20,000 white lights on this beautiful tree, a 5-foot-tall red star. I mean, what a way to get the holiday season started. What does it mean to you to be part of this? Your voice just sounds excited already.
You know, I just feel really honored that they asked me to come back. This is, it's just really special. You know, for a lot of your listeners, they probably don't realize, but I grew up in the Cincinnati area. My whole family's from the west side of Cincinnati. I kind of call myself a tri-state girl because we lived in northern Kentucky. My dad still lives out in St. Leon, Indiana, just up the hill from Perfect North Slopes. And I went to NKU. So to be working in my hometown, I've been here for more than 10 years now, and now to get to do such a yearly tradition in the heart of our city, I'm really flattered to get to do it. And you know what? It's just a lot of fun. It kind of gets you into the holiday spirit. I've never been one of those people, usually because I'm working. I don't do the shopping on Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. But now this has kind of become my tradition. And my kids are still a little too little. I have a 2-year-old. So my husband has never made it down. But we keep saying that if this continues, we're going to have to bring our boys down as well for it. And certainly little kids are welcome. It's just a lot for us to juggle right now since I'll be working.
Now, Cherie, I know that when you got involved a few years ago, you said there were probably 2,000 or 3,000 people. Last year, you believe there were 10,000 plus people. What can we expect as far as the crowd goes when we come down?
You would be amazed. I'm telling you, last year when I was there, to see this massive crowd, the streets, the 4 streets that surround Fountain Square, they have to block them off. It's almost like, you know, Taste of Cincinnati, where there's such a massive crowd down there. It's just become a fun tradition. There's great music. People are just kind of celebrating and having a good time. And then, of course, we have the big tree lighting. So it's just a lot of fun.
Well, Cherie, I know there'll be a lot of singing and dancing. 2 special guests, Drew and Leah Lachey. Any Christmas caroling?
No, not usually there are some Christmas songs, of course, that are played by the bands that are there. Not necessarily carolers, but I think that we're going to have a special performance from some of the kids from SCPA, too. So I think that we'll certainly be hearing lots of Christmas music to put you in the holiday spirit.
A 65-foot-tall Norway spruce, Santa, Mayor Mark Mallory, and a special guest, and Cherie Pallella. What could be better?
Oh, I don't know about that, but yes, it's pretty exciting. So I really look forward to it, and I hope you guys come down and see us, too.
We will come down. And Cherie, happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays, and Merry Christmas to you, too, Cherie. Thanks for having me on.